Blog Talk Radio.
Get emotional. Things that we be going through, a way to get it out without sounding clowny is overdue. I go in the vocal booth, but that's just a chosen few. You don't gotta suffer from love if you just hope for you. You stuck in the homie zone, don't know the rules. Relationship ended, you need closure soon. Or you trying to spice up your sex life? We got Jet Set and Jazz to help you and maybe show you moves. The victorious will interject with intellect in case you go from friends to sex to lovers, or you get rejection, or you feeling disrespect and don't know how to deal. We ain't judging, we just touch on subjects. We know how you feel. Call in. Got our host game so official. It's deep even when we playing. You know it's called the emotion picture, cause you can see what we be saying. Tune in.
What happened?
We need all that applause.
Listen, I'm worth it. I deserve it. But speaking of me, what's going on? And welcome to my show. Welcome to my show. and the Raising Nets. My name is Victorious. And this is the Emotion Picture. And this is my last show. I think I'm breaking free. I got a deal on XM Radio. But you know what?
Let's get it over with.
Who are you? Raising that number one.
You know what? This is your girl, Jet Setting Jasmine. I don't know why I subject myself to this every week. I am no one raising that. No one puts Jazzy in a corner. What's up, y'all?
Wait a minute, what movie is that from?
Dirty Dancing. Happy to see my
friend. Right, okay.
Wow.
We're all in rare
form. We
got
to keep it to the white girl movie.
Whatever.
Yes.
Who is that talking this crazy?
That wasn't, I think that's
Raisin at number two.
Number two.
How do you feel?
Yeah, I mean, like a police.
I went from unsigned hype to unhyped sign. From shot rhymes, nice. Is shot still rhymes? Back in the days, it was hit these rugs and back that dime, then hit these clubs and back that dime and get that shine from small ass.
He can't be having the intro song and his intro with him. I mean,
I was thinking the same thing.
I didn't pick that though.
Nah. Turn it on each other tonight.
I didn't pick that. That just happened to work out that way.
It didn't work out. It doesn't work, Shaw.
All right. I'll pick something else. You want me to pick something else? That's what
pick something else, too. I'm going to make my own song. Shit.
Everybody's not that talented. That's all I'm saying.
Come on.
Vic got two shows. Vic got two shows, so he doing his thing, you know?
Yeah, well, the ink ain't dry yet. Oh, yeah, you got two shows, too.
I'm the only one.
Shaw be doing shows. So
Shaw got two names this year. This is Shaw Stimuli, a.k.a. BKA. What's up there? You changing your name? Vic's quitting? What's going on, guys?
Well, I'm looking for a band leader, though, so Shaw could be the band leader. Kind of like Paul Schaefer.
I'll do it.
I know
I'm pretty good at that.
Well, y'all haven't figured out yet, this is the Emotion Picture Radio Show, you know, for those who are slow. And we got a great show, and name of today's show is Move Your Fat Ass, Health and Relationships. And if you think that title is harsh, just know that after about 2 weeks deliberated, and we decided to change it from the original title, which was "You fat bitch." But I'm not gonna say whose idea that was, but that was a title, so we were being sensitive. My name is Vic, and I have no problem at all with you if you tick. And so that's that. And we have a great, great guest. Do you want to let them know what the guest is now, or what?
Well, yeah, sure, why not? Tonight we are going to be hearing from Rhea Nikki, and she is coming to us originally from Trinidad and Tobago. Super, super
what?
Carnival movie. Yeah, and I know how much you love Carnival. So she's coming to us tonight as our Beachbody consultant, and she has a lot to say on the topic. Actually, she was the one who strongly was voting for "You Fat Bitch" as a title.
Okay.
Yeah,
so remember that.
But not gender. That bitch is not gender specific. So
right, anyone could be a bitch.
Yeah. Especially if you're fat. So anyways. Let's hurry up and switch to role model romance.
Oh, man.
Oh, bacanala. Oh, bacanala.
No, hold on. We're going to play that when she comes on.
Okay.
So,
she got
a
song.
So it was loaded up already. She's actually the talent coordinator for my new show. All right, so we have the unconfirmed role model romance rumor. We're actually on time with that one. It's pretty dope. Good job, Jazz, on the board. People. Engineer Olu is nowhere to be found today, so just give us a little slack if things act crazy. He won't be on the show.
Give us slack when he's here, too. How about that?
Yeah, 'cause I can't tell the difference. Well, okay, everybody may have heard about Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne, over the weekend, went to the hospital. TMZ reported that he was on his deathbed. Apparently, he was not on his deathbed, apparently. He was doing better, and... Oh, shit.
I mean, yay.
Don't talk about Lil
Wayne
like that.
I'm just joking.
Damn. So apparently he's back on the syrup, and he got a bootleg syrup. I don't know. I guess like a dollar store syrup with, like, instead of Sprite, they had, what's that thing they got? The, God help me. Yeah, you know the fake Sprite?
Fake Sprite. Sierra Mist?
Sierra Mist. So apparently maybe it was something like that.
Okay.
And the concoction had promethazine and codeine, as well as some other prescription drugs. He puts over in it. And the doctors, they're calling it antifreeze. They think that someone maybe gave him antifreeze. But what I hear is it produces the right things. They do research for the week, and they send me what's going on in the streets, and I report it. So apparently the prescription drugs that he took had a negative reaction to some other prescription drugs that he's taken. And apparently, I don't want to feel comfortable saying this, but apparently he's being treated for an STD. I don't want to say which one because, again, it's not confirmed, but it is not chlamydia. I repeat, it's not chlamydia. And it is an AIDS. It's not that amazing. And that's a good thing. Everybody but Shaw has had me that, but apparently he had STD and, some of those pills, I guess it's high-powered, HIV, I don't know what it is. But apparently you couldn't mix all those different things at once, and that's what's going on with Lil Wayne. So stay tuned to that.
Who do you think he got it from? This is Role Model Romance.
Yeah, baby.
Beat you to it, Shaw.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So apparently you can get it from kissing.
Thanks.
Okay, so our new segment, right? Shaw, it's time for Netflix. And if y'all don't know, we this is our new segment, and Shaw Stimuli, he gives his report on romantic movies from his perspective.
You know what?
What'd you see?
I'm not even going to talk about what I saw recently because I'm thinking about something related to the topic that I just saw today. It's not really a good movie, but it's interesting. Why did I get married? It's so why did I get married and why did I get married two today at the same time?
Really? What's the matter? Are you okay?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I didn't watch both of them.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, they were on. So the part that I did see when Jill Scott, because, you know, she was, like, big in the movie and she's, like, big in real life.
Yeah.
But the dude that was kind of feeling her or whatever, you know, she was real self-conscious about her weight after her man dumped her and messed with this
right.
and all that. And he decided to work out with her to kind of get her to slim down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought that was real interesting that, you know, her being self-conscious, losing her man, and then seeing her after she lost a little bit of weight. She didn't lose that much. She probably lost like 20, 25 pounds maybe. But
she gained
a lot better.
Confidence, though, right?
She gained confidence. She gained confidence, had to push her bra, the right dress, you know, and he worked out with her. Then he married her, and then the next movie he couldn't get a job, but, you know.
Oh, wow.
That's another
show.
They have the new man that can't get a job, and then the old man helps the man. New man get a job, and the new man finds out. It's a recurring theme for
Wait
black
a minute,
man that can't get a job.
Is this your first time seeing it?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
I was just bringing it up. You said I could do old, new. So I was just thinking of something that related to the topic today about working out with your partner. And helping them gain that confidence.
That's a good one. That definitely is.
Because I remember on the show before, Sha, you spoke it. This is a very important topic to you as well. Yes?
I would say it is. Because it's something a lot of people go through. I see a lot of couples go through.
Why is he talking about other people when we're asking about him?
Well, let's talk about America. You know, America, for Caucasian adults, and this is not just being, we're talking about obesity, and later on, our guest, Rhea Nikki, she can tell us what obesity is, right? Well, for Caucasian adults, you have 27% of men are obese, and 24% women. Okay, so it's more men than women in Caucasians. And then for so-called African-American non-Hispanic adults, there are 31% men and 41% women are obese. And then again, for Hispanic or Latino, it's men 30 and women 33. So what's up with that? Why is it with the white people there's more men obese than women? And then why with black people is it a whole 10% jump. What's up with that, Jazz?
One word. Thick.
Thick?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good word for fat?
Well, I think in our communities, both in Hispanic and African-American communities, well, there's two things. One, I think it's because it's socially acceptable within our cultures to be thick, which by these statistics are considered obese. And then the other thing is I think that this, whatever this number that's being used for obesity, I'm not sure if it, you know, counts in just culture in general. Some of the things are shaped, the way we're built, some of our lifestyle habits can contribute to those statistics. But, you know, there's a lot of things that go into the health of Latinos and African Americans in this country. But I know that the social acceptability of being thick, overweight, chunky, pudgy, you know, all those cute words that never wear off after someone reaches adulthood definitely has something to do with those statistics.
So you're saying that thick is cool and everything, but then people just let the thick get out of control, like it spirals out of control into obese?
Yeah, absolutely. I always say that a woman that has, you know, maybe in her teenage years, in her early 20s, gets a lot of attention for having, you know, small waist and a big butt and hips and thighs and, you know, all of her sexual organs are very voluptuous. Well, over time, her midsection will catch up with that. Also underneath her neck, her ankles, you know, all the other things if you want to remain slim. And then the other thing is, you know, our waistline. What? I'm not coming for it. I'm just saying, like, really. It's cute when you're 20, but you have to be mindful that things will catch up after having children. After you're not as active, you know, as we get older, we acquire more things, more items of convenience. We don't ride our bikes anymore. We
like couches.
Yeah, we have couches and shit.
What's up?
Yo, honestly, the combined weight of the three hosts of this show is not even enough for us to really be talking about this, because people are going to look at us as three skinny-ass people talking about fat folks. But
that's let me say this. I have no issue with these people.
I want no trouble.
Hang on. Let me say one thing, Vic, because I last show that we did this, I was considered the fat racist, and I got a lot of hate mail from thick women and all this stuff. So I don't really care, okay? Overall, people need to be healthy. That's the most important thing. And there are a lot of skinny women that are unhealthy. And
right.
men. You know,
right,
so
right.
I know that when we talk about, you know, your fat ass and all this other kind of stuff, overall we're speaking about health in general. And even for me, I am very slim. I've always been, had a small frame, but I have seen there have been times where I get winded doing certain things, and I really shouldn't. So we're talking about overall health.
Well, let's take a break. And then we're going to talk more about this.
You got a fat song?
What?
An unhealthy song.
Oh, hold on.
All I know is that when I'm out and I'm partying in the club, you know what I'm saying? It comes on, you know what I'm saying? The party starts, you know what I mean? So we'll be right back.
Watch out for the big girl. 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 Big girl. Big, 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 big girl. Big girl. Watch out for the 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 big girl. 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 Big
girl. Big girl. Big girl. Big
Yo, I was getting in just now from the couch.
Yes.
Yeah, that's my shit right there. Yo, I don't know, man.
It'll
be 2 o'clock and this comes on. Big girls come out. They start doing splits and everything. You know what's wrong with that, Jazz? Why can't that be the cardio for the weekend?
It can be. It can absolutely be. I mean, it was my cardio. Uh-huh. I was doing a percolate and everything. That's why that song doesn't pertain to me, because I move.
Oh God.
What? You know.
So you as a certified Zumba instructor, you
so
say that dance can be a part of working out, you say?
Absolutely.
Child,
I mean,
we're going to have to save her from herself this show, sir.
No. No. I want people to be healthy. I want people to move. But I think we make so many excuses for people all the time. Like, oh, it's my thyroid. Oh,
can you say stop the insanity
bone.
For me one time?
What?
Can you say stop the insanity?
Stop the insanity. I don't know. Is there a special way to say it? You know, I don't know these things. Okay.
How are you going to know stop the insanity?
We're going to learn about that. We're going to learn about that tonight, actually. But I don't believe in making excuses for people. And sometimes that's taken as being mean or rude or insensitive. But if I want you to live, you know what I mean, I want us to be the best people that we can be, strong, beautiful, healthy, then we have to stop giving excuses for being fat and sick. Okay.
Oh, obese. Nothing wrong with being sick. In all the right places.
That's what
right,
she's
so,
saying. People don't understand the distinction between the two.
Thank
right,
you.
True.
Talk about it.
You know another word that hurts them? Instagram. That's another word.
What?
What are you talking
Instagram.
About?
Because women are on Instagram and they got certain parts of their body that they like to show, so they put the little close-ups of the tats or the ass or something like that and cut the stomach out, and they get mad likes, and their names be Thickums or Sweet Hips or something, and they think dudes is on them.
Dudes be on them, though.
They do be on them.
Until what?
That don't make it right.
Speaking of that, you know, medical conditions such as high cholesterol and insulin resistance, and which is an early indicator of type 2 diabetes, they sometimes have an impact on sexual performance, which in turn impacts desire, especially in men. And it's good to know that the more body fat you have, the higher your levels of a natural chemical, which is known as SHBG, which is sex hormone binding globulin. I think, because I didn't go to school, you know. It binds to sex hormone testosterone, you know. But also on a side note, the more body fat you have, the quicker you get drunk. So my fellas who make way for the big girls, you know, just know that too.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
There are a lot of
overweight men as well that are very unattractive
right.
to me.
I don't know.
Yeah. So this, I mean, again, this show is not gender specific. It's about all people
right.
being healthy and how that affects their relationship. So you fat guys out there, or you know, men that are just not healthy, not moving, not taking care of your body, you're not going to be able to perform in the bed. So if that's important to you, if that's more important than your long-term health, suggest you get moving.
But I think it becomes an issue with people, and Sha can tell me if I'm right or not, when people, their body changes drastically once they're in a relationship. Sha, what do you think about that?
You're saying that it becomes an issue when they go from a certain size to a different size when they're in a serious relationship?
Right. Like, what do you do when you meet her at size 4 and then she's size, you know, 16 or something like that? Remember on 16, I'm saying that, you know, there's a jump from 4 to 16. What do you do?
Well, I think, for me personally, I'm out, you know. That's just me. But
yo,
I let them know, you know, I let them know beforehand, like,
this is the cutoff.
I'll be like, I let them know beforehand, like, hey, this is the cutoff point. This is what you need to do, you know. Especially if I'm not, you know, gaining weight and I'm not sloppy and I'm working out, like, I'm showing you the blueprint, you know what I mean? Because I don't eat healthy all the time, so I just think what I talked about with the movie, with dude working with Jill Scott, I think that's important, like two people working together. That's if you really love the person. Now, if it's just somebody you dating and this ain't the end-all, be-all, or, you know, y'all still have boyfriend-girlfriend status in your 20s, it might not be that important because I have bounced when someone gained 40 pounds.
You know, he was muscular, the dude, you know what I'm saying? Pause. So it's not like he was lazy either, because I would hate for, you know, I mean, I can't tell you to hit the treadmill if I'm not doing, you know, working on myself, whatever, you know, bettering myself.
That's right. There's
a
lot of double standards in relationships too.
Right.
Well, people be oblivious, man. Like, I don't understand. Like, I get called slim or skinny, like, in public. Somebody would be like, oh, he's skinny. You know what I'm saying? They could make their face up and all of that, but it's, like, really okay for people to be big. It's not a big deal.
Excuses.
And it's uncomfortable. Even talking to your boys, like, outside of a relationship, I got friends, like, homeboys that I'll be like, yo, man, come to the gym. And they'll just write it off, like, nah, man, I'm working too hard, or I got other things to do.
Apparently not. But
not hard enough. So
anyway.
So here, we're gonna bring our guests in to help us kind of figure out what's really going on with couples and people that are unhealthy, what they can do, get some tips, and also hear from a woman that has a fat clause in her relationship. So,
hello.
Like, we're gonna welcome to the show Rhea Nikki. And again, Rhea Nikki. Alumnus with an advanced professional degree in law from St. Thomas University. She's originally from the Caribbean island of Trinidad and Tobago, which is known, again, for its carnival festivities and celebrations. She knows the importance of a healthy lifestyle. She trains and attends carnival each year. Embracing her passion for fitness, she recently embarked on the journey of being a Beachbody consultant and sharing the importance of healthy living with others. So welcome to the show, Rhea. Hey, Rhea,
welcome.
Are you here?
On your show.
Hey, how are you?
I like the intro music. I like the intro music.
We tried.
Hey, Rhea. How you doing, Rhea?
Don't be talking all low to her like that.
I know. Trying to be all fresh.
I was trying to talk. Don't follow her. Don't listen to jazz. I got a show next week.
You know how fit husband next. Listening.
Right.
Maybe well, doing 98 in Christianity. Well, welcome to the show. What are your thoughts on what you've been hearing us talk about thus far?
Ooh, what are my thoughts? Well, first let me back up on the statistics. There's 1/3 of all U.S. adults are obese. 17% of our children are obese. Okay, those are the statistics from 2012. When we look at blacks versus whites versus Hispanic, which ones do you think are in the higher brackets of obesity?
Blacks.
Right. Now, it's funny when you look at socioeconomic status, you know, you look at men with higher incomes, those men are usually more likely to be obese. You look at women with higher income, and those are less likely to be obese than low-income women. So all of that plays a part in it, and I think you touched a lot, Jazz, on cultural status. You know, that word, sick, being sick, that plays a lot. There's sick, and then there's, you know, a chicken wing away from being fat. So
yeah.
I think we as women and men need to learn what that is. But on the flip side, people have their preferences. You know, I know some men who prefer bigger women. You know, I know some women who prefer a man with some size. I personally don't.
Mm-hmm.
But
I know a guy who likes them nice and round. Nice and round.
Yeah, but round doesn't mean healthy, and that's
yeah.
And that's
he didn't say healthy and round. He just like them round.
Yeah, but
yeah,
see,
but
yeah,
you
yeah.
want your woman healthy,
right?
I think
you know. I mean, I think people take the being sick and having a little meat on their bones to another level, because then you're talking about heart disease, you're talking about diabetes, which is very prevalent.
Yes.
in the black culture.
Nobody wants to take care of that.
Right. Nobody wants to take insulin every day or whatever you have to do. You know, it's such an easy cure. We would rather pay as a society for medicine than we would to take care of our bodies from the beginning and eat the right foods. So, I mean, a lot of what we're doing actually now, a clean eating challenge. We have about 2 more weeks to go. Jazz is in the clean eating challenge as well. And she's doing really well. She can see the difference in her mood. She can see the difference in her, I want to say, the exercise that she's doing. She's seeing more results and quicker results. But she's also not missing any of the crap she was eating before, maybe except for her white rice. But
she
and
was
that is
eating
not
crap.
Crap. That is not
eating
crap.
that jasmine rice and whatever the hell.
We talked about culture. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, you're right. I really don't. It's been a very great experience and opportunity to expose me to different meals, and it's also been a lot of fun, a real nice social thing to do with a lot of our friends that are participating.
Well,
and experimenting with food.
Let me ask, because most people in the world and that I know, they're not thinking about, you know, heart disease in times to come. Are there any other incentives to get healthy in a relationship besides thinking about when you get older?
Well, I mean, let's just be real. When you are healthy and when you are exercising and when you feel good, sex is better. That's just the bottom line. I mean, if you're not confident in yourself, you're not really going to perform to your fullest.
Mm-hmm. You're more flexible. You have more stamina.
Right. You want to show off a little bit. I mean, if you're going to
flip it and bounce it, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You taste better. You taste better.
This is true.
Mm-hmm.
You're eating better.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is very true. And so that actually brings me to what Jazz mentioned, my fat clause in my marriage. My husband's actually not up. I got a fat clause in my prenup.
Shaw, you hear this, Shaw?
He's in a. Of course he has a fat clause. They probably have all kinds of clauses, but let's hear about the fat one.
I love it.
Fat clause. So my husband's very active. He's, you know, he plays basketball. He works out. And we have been friends, I mean, since high school. So we have a very good foundation, let me put it that way. So we don't really take to heart a lot of things. People say, well, I can't say that really because I get a little sensitive because I'm a woman sometimes, but that happens. But from the beginning of our relationship, he let me know up front, you know what, I like a woman who stays in shape. I'm a very visual man, and this is what I expect. And funny enough, I had the same expectations. So, you know, there are times, and we do work out enough, I mean, 4 or 5 times a week sometimes 6, but, you know, there are times where we slack off. Like, I just came back from Carnival, and, I busted my butt before I went to Carnival, so, you know, I've been kind of lazy the past month or so, but, you know, he said, hey, you gonna hit the gym or what? You gonna work out? You gonna pop in one of those tapes or what?
So now how do you feel? How does that feel when he does that? You cool with that?
You know, there are times I get sensitive about it, you know, especially if, I mean, I'm an attorney, so I work long hours, you know, so if I don't get up in the morning and do my workouts in the morning, 9 times out of 10, I'm not doing it at night because I'm just tired at night. And so I have to make a schedule for myself. So, yeah, there are times I get sensitive and I'm like, dude, you don't see what I'm doing all day? You don't see I'm going to work all day? But I just...
That's how you feel when you don't work out? Is that how you feel, Rhea?
Yes. So,
funny.
You know, but when he says it, sometimes I got to be like, okay, let me get on it. And that's just... It's motivation. And it's the same with him. You know, I've looked at him a couple of times, and I've said, you going to play basketball this week? You know, you're starting to look like you got an old man belly, so...
Well, okay.
Looks like we got a caller.
Yeah, let's hold that thought. That's funny. You're going to play basketball. Okay, we have someone, 917-200.
Mace? You got Mace on the line?
Okay, Mace, you there?
Yeah, Mace, I'm in the building like a top lock. What's good?
Mace, what's going on? What's going on?
I'm good. Why are you laughing, Jazz?
Doing well. What are your thoughts on the topic?
I'm very conflicted in this. I mean, I like a woman that stays in shape also, but I don't want no Hercules chick. I'm not. I like a woman to be curvaceous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like soft curves. I don't mind you being toned. My wife is a personal trainer. You know what I mean? She's a Zumba instructor. So she in the gym all day. But believe me, I got a little stomach. That's my playground. I'm good with it. You know what I mean? I work 2 jobs. I work 12-hour shifts on 1 job. I work 10-hour shifts on another job. I go to the gym in the morning when I can, if I feel up to it, but I got a little playground, and I'm good with that. You know what I'm saying? So my time just doesn't allow me to get in the gym and get a six-pack. If a dude is over 30 with a family and he got a six-pack, either he just came home or he got too much time on his hands. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
I'll disagree with that. Yeah, so
I got a six-pack, cuz. That's like a four.
I don't know what your schedule is, but I work from noon to midnight. You know what I mean? I'm at work now. Every time I call, I'm at work. When I get off,
you got to do crunches at work.
Well, you know, and you probably need to eat a little better. I don't recall you being on our 30-day challenge. So.
No, you know why? Because I can't cook like I used to. I just started the second job about a month ago.
And stuff. I hear a lot of it.
No, there's no excuses. I'm good. I got a little playground. I'm good. I ain't making no excuses. But like I said, I get home at 12:30, 1 o'clock. I'm up to 2. I go to sleep at 2. I'm up at 5:30. I gotta get my kids ready for school. You know what I mean?
Well, let me ask you this. How would you feel if your wife was not a personal trainer, and so she was, you know, had the kids, put on some weight, she was working as much as you were, you know, probably more because she's taking care of the kids as well, and she was using the same type of I don't have time. How would you feel about it? How would you feel if she got...
That's the difference, because when I got with my wife was a beanpole. I built her body, and I wanted her to gain weight. I wanted her to gain weight because I saw her potential. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Good teachers for the good teachers.
Well, y'all got a special kind of understanding.
No, because I cook. Like now I'm at work and I work these shit. My wife don't cook. I didn't marry her for her cooking skills. So when I got with her, I cook every day. I'm baking cakes and pies. So she had no choice but to gain weight. You know what I'm saying? But when she felt uncomfortable with her weight, she started going to the gym. And then from her going to a gym, she got a love for fitness. So with her love of fitness, she started taking courses, and now she's a trainer. You know what I mean?
Now,
and
do you still make the cakes, my dude?
Not home as much. That's the whole point. But like I said, when we were talking on the post, when I felt like she getting carried away and she coming home like, look how toned my arms are, and she posing in the mirror, I'm like, yo, I ain't with that Lou Ferrigno shit. You know what I mean?
Oh,
cut out on the bodybuilding. I don't mind you doing your cardio, but you know what I mean? Like, she coming home showing me her guns and shit. I'm like, yo.
Yeah, but what is she like?
She's not married to herself.
She's
like that.
Yeah, she's building the muscle for the both of you. Thank you so much, Mace, for calling in.
Yeah,
and
she ain't building that muscle for me. Get out of here.
Thank you so much.
Like you said, men are very visual people. So you have to be comfortable for yourself, but you also want to be attractive to your significant other.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that.
On that token, like when she felt like I'm getting too big, she'd be like, yo, what's good with that stomach? You're getting crazy with it. And I handle it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it has to be a compromise. She's going to work out, and as long as she don't get too muscular, I'm good with it. You know, so that's just my input.
Well, thank you. We appreciate your input. Good luck with that.
All right,
okay.
Thanks for giving the call, mate.
Yeah, I muted him. Error.
That's a small man right there. He backed him a girl with room for error. Room for error.
So,
that's what you look for.
I mean, I do agree with one thing he said, though. I mean, you know, you do have to remain attractive to each other. And what that may be. So, you know, he doesn't like muscular girls. His wife's going to have to watch that, or his girlfriend, whatever she is. But, I mean, he had a point there.
And you did mention
that, though, making
cake.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, that we all have our preferences. But, ladies, watch out. If, you know, if a man is making cakes and filling you up and stuff, you got to figure out what his intentions are, because I would hate to.
Cakes and apple pies every day.
Sabotaging her little beanpole figure. That was funny.
And she was sounding like this. This is how she sounds when she walked in.
Oh, goodness.
I see we have our next caller. I think we got 6 on the line.
6, are you there? Maybe not. Let's try again.
Yo.
6, are you there?
Oh, did we lost him again?
Did? Okay. All right. Well, just in case, if anyone would like to dial in, the dial number is 323-657-1479. Press 1, and we'll cue you in. Maybe you have a question for our fitness expert tonight. So we do have some other
questions.
Okay,
here we go again.
Oh, there. All right, let's try
and
bring
it in. 6. 6? Okay, that's enough. That's enough.
6, are you there?
I think no, he hung up. I think he's doing push-ups.
Okay, stop playing games. Yeah, really.
Is he prank calling us?
I think
here we go
one more time.
Yo.
Hey,
Sig,
what's going on? Stop playing on the phone.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
We hear you. All right. There I go. Pardon me. I don't know. Phone was acting crazy. I mean, now I was listening to what y'all was talking about. You know what I mean? And I know y'all been going hard with y'all 30-day challenges and all that stuff. And I, like, commend all of y'all. But this is going too far. This is going way too far.
What's going too far?
All of this. Every time I turn around, I see a Zumba and motherfucking.
And you know why? You know why, Six? It makes you feel bad. It makes you feel bad.
Are you overweight, Six?
Slightly, yes.
Slightly. How did you know that if I'm slightly overweight or not?
Because when I was in New York about a month and a half ago, I connect the dots and I saw you. I was so excited to see you, but I couldn't help but to notice that little bowling ball in front of your shirt.
Wow.
Okay, but let me tell you something. Ladies like to rub my belly because they say it gives them good luck. And it makes them
they lied.
They're lying.
Wait a minute. How y'all know that ladies are lying to him?
They're lying. They're lying. They're lying.
Women are all sexual. And we also hurt men's feelings. So I'm on behalf of those women who have been lying to you, we want you to lose it. We're rubbing it because we want you to know it's there and we notice it. Okay?
First of all, hey, nobody asked them to be in the room. They in the room because they want to be in the room. Nobody asked them to rub it. They rub it, and then they say, oh, I love your Buddha belly. And then, you know, they do other things. If they were unhappy, they could have left at any given time.
No.
I mean?
They like you. They like you. They think you have a wonderful personality. You're sweet, you're kind, and you have so much potential. I'm telling you what that means in lady talk. It means, baby, slim down. Join the 30-day challenge with Jazz, okay?
Damn. Yeah. All right. I'm not going to argue that point because I'm not a woman. I don't know what y'all think. But
I'm
what I
you.
Do know is that y'all's trying to say, you know what? Your sex will be better if you get in shape and you do this, it'll make you feel better. And I can't agree with that. You feel me?
You can eat
all the vegetable and salads you want. It's not going to make sex feel better. What makes sex feel better? No, Molly makes sex feel better. Hennessy. Blood. These things. And you will enjoy your nut. You know what I mean? Salad don't do that for you.
Oh, my God. Where's the me button? You're right. Unhealthy people should have a Molly so that they can enjoy sex better. Thank you, Six, so much for calling in. I expect to hear your goals and check in with us tomorrow morning on your 30-day fitness challenge.
Thanks for calling, Six.
Yes, bye. What is wrong with you? You know what's funny, though, is that...
Was that a prank, though?
No.
That was Six. He's a regular caller.
But you know what's interesting, though?
I need to get Six on one of my programs.
Yeah, you do. For women, when men have an expectation of a woman's body, you know, we really take that to heart. We really want to look better, and we want to impress you and all these different types of things. But it doesn't
Sometimes,
you're right. But it doesn't seem to work the same for men. It sounds like the men have a lot of excuses about why they're not.
Whoa.
I disagree with that. I think it's because women aren't putting the emphasis on it the way the men do. Like, women are more accepting.
Shaw, what's going on? They have a new deal with
it. I'm just saying.
Shaw just told you that they shot him out on the street telling him that he looks skinny and he's a beanpole. That hurts Shaw. Shaw. So I feel the way about that.
This show is called Fat Ass. This show is called Fat Ass.
My bad.
Well, we did just have two guys call in with totally against fucking out. Like, that's, I mean, they do have a point right now. I don't know, man.
But in general, why don't women put the same amount of pressure as men do on women when it comes to being healthy and getting in shape?
I think I have an answer almost. Like, when a man, this is going to sound horrible, but, you know, some men, they choose obese women for different reasons. Either if it's a fetish of theirs or if they, you know, there's different reasons. We don't get into all the reasons. There's different reasons. But I feel like when a woman chooses an obese guy, she's into that shit. She likes that. Like, it ain't like, it's different. It's not like, you know, son, fat bitches got the best pussy. It's not like that for women. No one says, yo, short dick, fat dick. Nah, I think some women really like the belly.
Whoa,
like,
whoa.
So you never
put
heard,
those
son, you've never heard a dude say, and I don't use the terminology, but fat bitches got the best pussy. You never heard that before?
No, I heard
you know,
that.
I never heard.
There's no goddamn correlation. You know what that is? That's just the only type of women that they can pull, and they're giving yet again another excuse. But we have a question for our guest.
Okay.
Rhea, someone wants to know, what point are you working out too much? Referencing you working out 6 times a week. This person wants to know if there's something with going overboard.
I think it's all personal preference. You know, do I think working out 6 times a week for an hour a day is a lot? No. That's actually the way you should be moving. If you look at the history of our society, when we were farming, before we were sitting behind computers all day, our bodies were moving. You know, you mentioned moving earlier. Whether it's dancing or taking a walk or doing something, we were moving. So I think that's all a personal preference. Now, if somebody's working out six times a week, that could be excessive. But, you know, as long as you're eating right and you're doing what you enjoy, I don't see how it could be.
Okay. And I know I do have a question also about other couples that maybe one person, and I think Shaw may have mentioned this, when the other person is not as into it as the other. But, like, for example, there's a couple that they're on our show page or whatever, and the husband is really getting into getting fit. And he's, like, you know, at the gym 6-7 times, you know, it's becoming an addiction to him. It's a good addiction. But his wife is kind of feeling a little bit behind. So do you have any tips on how couples can balance their, you know, love and health and do things together perhaps?
Well, I always think staying active together is – key. So I would say for a couple that's probably going through that, working out together may be a solution. You know, sometimes that's not a solution because you have kids and one person needs to watch the kids while the other one goes.
To bring them to the gym too. My kids
or bring
them out
to the gym, depending on you know, if there is childcare at their gym. Another solution, I've done a lot of couple programs through Beachbody of having a husband and wife team so that they're at home working out together. So you know, there are a couple of solutions. Staying active, going for a bike ride, going for a run together, going for a walk together. You know, you got to keep it consistent, because if one person's getting all fit and fine and then the other person's sitting at home, there's going to be a lot of resentment there.
And you said your man plays basketball?
Yeah, I mean, was used to, well, not professionally, but.
Whoa, what's up?
No, I'm just saying, like, when I was, I was saying when I was in a relationship a long time ago, like, when I play basketball, I'm out there for like 2-3 hours sweating.
Oh, he is.
You know,
oh, he is.
Right, I'm just saying, but like.
4 hours.
Yeah, there's no comparison for women, like. There's nothing that y'all can do that I can think if you don't play a sport actively where you're sweating and perspiring that much, burning that much calories. So it's, like, unfair. Any relationship I'm in, like, once
you
I go to the court
to
play ball.
Go
to no doubt. I have more calories than him to burn less fat. You know what I mean? Because that kind of cardio you can't really compare to. But, you know, you got Zumba, you got spinning, you got running. It's not hard to put on your sneakers and go running outside or walking, you know, if you can't run just yet. So,
oh, my God. On that note,
let's take a break and pay some bills. Okay.
And we'll be right back on the Emotion Picture Radio.
Crying night after night over your ex? Constantly calling and hanging up before they can answer? Still don't know why this is happening to you? Breaking up is hard to do. Why do it alone? Hire the Emotion Picture Closure Team. The Emotion Picture Closure Team will interview your ex. That's right. Interview your ex as soon as 1 hour and as late as 5 hours after all the things they never told you, including, was it really them and not you? Is it somebody else? What will happen to the plans you made together? And plain old-fashioned, what went wrong? Not only will we deliver these answers and more, but we'll paraphrase in a tone that's easier to digest. Ask for our cold turkey package, where our specialists will come to your home and erase their numbers, text messages, and X-rated pictures from your phone, block them and any mutual friends you may have on social media, and perform our patented pheromone removal service. If you call now, we will have our resident licensed clinical social worker slap sense into you. Don't live in your ex's shadow anymore. Call the Emotion Picture Closure Team, Sunday, 8 p.m. to 9, at 323-657-1479 or log on to www.theemotionpicture.com.
Baby boy came out first time, mama. Body ain't the same now, but she gon' get back in shape with a fresh start. She be daily putting shea butter on her stretch mark, headed to the gym. Pilates class about to start. Having fun and make her body feel back in charge. Hard work, but she knows that it's worth it. She be in her zone, going hard on the circuit.
Remember knowing you was coming, it was crazy. Just to think that me and him was finna have a baby. Made the basement into a homemade gym. See, 9 months training, trying to get it on the treadmill. Got a little rest, breastfed, I was good. Used to put you in a stroller just to walk around the hood. It was hard, but I had to go and make up my mind. Be fit or be fine, you know I had to decide to be a boss or be a follower. Go ahead and pay the cost so they can say I follow her. Mind over matter, matter simmers with time. A dime piece in the flesh, I don't shimmer, I shine. I get better with time, they say the firmer the berry within the stronger the fruit. I say the harder the regiment, then the higher the proof. Let's get it, push it to the limit, feel that burning feeling. Go harder, go home, go ahead and get in the zone, yeah.
And that was Six Man of Dead Prez, Baby Fat.
Oh, okay.
You heard
he
that.
He said go hard,
so,
go home. Okay.
Go hard, and then they built a little gym in the basement and stuff. So, what can people do tomorrow in order to improve?
What can to improve what? Their health, their fitness?
Well, fitness and weight and figure and all that stuff. You know?
Throw everything out in your fridge and in your pantry because there's probably nothing in there that's healthy.
What's in your panties?
Your pantry. Your pantry.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Hey, y'all said white rice is bad?
Wait.
Oh, yeah,
don't talk
bad,
about white
son.
Rice.
That's bad, son. White rice, no white bread.
No white bread, no white sugar, no white pasta.
No white sugar. White man, no white pasta, exactly.
I need rice, man.
We get that whole wheat.
So we'll
you got that brown rice if you got to.
Damn, that
brown
rice. Oh. So wait, I do have one thing to say though, Rhea, and you can tell me if this is right. A lot of people celebrate every damn thing with food.
Oh God, yes, everything.
So that's
good.
Something
that's
that
last...
people can do.
And alcohol.
Yeah. And alcohol, right? And I've been
alcohol.
Trying to find like a lot of like different ways to celebrate, even like buying new panties, like Vic said.
Yeah.
Or you know, doing a new activity, trying to find another type of date to go on versus going out to eat, and it's actually been a lot more fun. A lot more fun.
Really?
And cheaper. Heck yeah.
I just ate three times on the call.
I want to say to people out there, like, don't think that because you aren't in that weight class, don't think that you can't be there in, like, 3-4 years, you know, so.
Not even 3 or 4 years. I mean, you know, I have a client right now who started off at 273 pounds. Okay, she's 5'6", so she's really overweight. I got her started on a program probably right before Christmas, and she's lost about 30 pounds already. You know, and she called me crying last week because she just feels great. Like, she just feels like a different person. So it really
I was saying, Rhea, actually the reverse. Like, someone like me, you know, who is slim, you know, I know that I can get it too. Like some people out there, they're saying, "Well, it's not about me because I'm skinny." And you know, it you know, you can get it too, and come out
not
of nowhere
me.
like Shah's story, 4-16. You know, it happens. It's real life. So
I got one. I got a fake one.
No, listen,
well,
I'm naturally skinny too, so
black
I understand
and stuff like that. Tapeworms.
But Jazz, you trying to lose weight?
No, actually, I'm not. I met my weight goal. I met my weight goal about 2 weeks ago, and I'm actually trying to put on muscle so that I don't attract mace. But overall, I just want to be healthy, and I want to push my body to its maximum potential. So that's kind of what I'm doing right now. I got kids. I want to be here. I want to be able to run after them, play with them, and, you know, be around for the long haul.
Beat their ass.
Beat their ass, because they're getting bigger. I got to beat anybody that's
after them, too. Never die. So where can we find you, Rhea? Where can we get, you know, down with your program?
Well, I can post my website. I became a Beachbody coach probably about since November. I've been using their products for about a year and a half. So you can go to my site, beachbodycoach.com/RhiaNikki. And
like
you can check out
Turbo Fire.
Yeah, they got Turbo Fire. We have C90X. No,
I used to, and not anymore. Now I know you. Now I'm going to put that out.
Well, here's the problem with the bootlegs, right? The bootleg, when you order a program from Beachbody, and the reason I like them, and the reason I decided to become a coach, because I really wanted to help change people's lives and, you know, become healthy. A lot of their programs come with a meal plan. You know, you get free support online, so you have a community. So when you get the bootleg, unfortunately, you're not getting the meal plan. And, yes, you can do the workouts and you'll get results, but you get just so much better results when you do both together.
And
so,
I feel you on that. Like, yeah, I feel you. Like, it was wrong with me, but, you know, I would go to you. We have a late-ass caller. 770, you got, like, 30 seconds. What's up? Late.
Hey, man, I just wanted to wish six congratulations on his pregnancy.
Oh, shit. Who's this?
Oh, not a baby.
Congratulations.
That was good.
People only rub on your belly when you're either pregnant or when you have
Yo, who is this? Who is this?
It's Mike.
Mike, what's going on, Mike? Do we know Mike?
Some of us know Mike.
Do you know Mike? Okay, holla. I ask no questions.
Well, you know what?
But Mike
really
had a great transformation, too. So
yeah, Mike.
I'm glad he called in.
Me, too. Mike was actually featured on the Joy, is it Joy Luck Fit Club?
Joy
Bauer Fit Club. I said the Joy Luck Club because I'm Asian. But tell us about that real quick, Mike. What'd you lose?
I lost 200 pounds.
How did
it have a change on your relationship? Mike is married and they have two children. Both him and his wife had amazing. They had another baby after they lost some of that weight. I know that.
Now, Mike, how big were you before you lost that weight?
I was 381 pounds.
Now, did she trip about that, or was it something from within?
Say that again.
Was your wife tripping about your weight gain or your size or something that you wanted to change yourself?
No, I think it was a combination of both of us. I mean, we both just kind of just start eating or whatever and not really exercising. So we both kind of made that decision to go ahead and change on our own. It wasn't like, you know, eat too fat. I knew I was fat.
Okay, dope. And your children, are they slim now as well, or what's up with them?
They're little babies. I got one 2-year-old and one is 1 month old.
Okay. Oh, it's young. Okay, cool. Well, of course, when they grow older, you're going to show them the right way to exercise and eat right and everything.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I don't want them to be like me, so we're going to have to do something like that. Or I don't want them to be like sick until they really are pregnant.
Well, thanks for your success story, sharing it. And please listen to us next week.
Yeah, no problem. And I'm also doing the 30-day clean eating challenge.
And he's doing a great job.
Fantastic. He has to maintain that. So again, I just want to let everyone know where they can find Rhea Nikki. A lot of folks in the chat room and also on our Facebook group have several questions coming up. It's beachbodycoach.com/RhiaNikki. And you can also reach out to us at the Emotion TheEmotionPicture.com and also
yep.
TheEmotionPicture
sure.
at gmail.com. And we're on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and every...
All that good shit.
Yeah. Thank you, Rhea. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Rhea.
This is fun.
Yes, it was. Getting healthy is fun. It's sexy, too. So everybody
Very
get
sexy.
It. Throw everything out and buy new panties. All right. Good night.
Good night.
Go take the stuff out your panties first. That's what she said.
Ew.
I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it.